Hey there, explorers. Welcome to Curious Sparks, the show where we dive into the coolest, most exciting topics that you love, like monster trucks and, yeah, even Barbie dolls. Yep, it's all here. So here's how it works. Each episode is like a mini adventure. We uncover fun stories, discover amazing facts, and honestly, just explore together. And, well, I'm your guide on this wild ride. You can call me Max Velocity. But wait, did you know? Curious Sparks is all about you. That's right. Every time you tune in, you're helping me on this journey of discovery. Isn't it cool to think of yourself as part of this adventure? So, ready to ignite that curiosity and dive in? Let's go. No holding back. Hey, curious minds. Today, let's zoom back to 1903, when two inventive brothers named Wilbur and Orville Wright did something absolutely amazing. They flew a powered aircraft. And it was just the beginning of a massive transformation in how we travel around the world. Before that, people could only dream about flying machines. The Wright brothers' first flight wasn't super long, just 12 seconds. I think we should try a little experiment at home, for real. You can make a simple model glider from things like paper and straws and see how long it stays in the air. It's a neat way to understand how flight works, with lift and all that stuff. I remember being at a kite festival once. I was like maybe around your age, and I was trying and trying to get my kite up. It was this big, colorful thing, and it just wouldn't fly. But I kept trying, changing angles and adding tails until, whoosh, it finally took off. That's kind of how the Wright brothers worked, too. They had a lot of tries, but each one was a step closer to success. You know, the spirit of trying and learning from each attempt is just as important today as it was back then. And these concepts from the Wright brothers are still really relevant, even in today's world, where we have these humongous planes like the Airbus A380 gliding smoothly across the skies. It's all about lift and thrust. So, let's talk about these giant machines that we see soaring above us, like the Airbus A380. It's gigantic, I mean, really, really big. But it's not just about size. The technology behind how these planes fly is super fascinating. They use principles called lift and thrust. Lift is what makes the plane rise off the ground, kind of like how a kite lifts when the wind catches it, and thrust is what keeps it moving forward. It's these forces working together that get people and packages to the other side of the globe. Isn't that wild? Now, if you've ever dreamed of going even further, like way beyond our skies into space, you're not alone. Recently, there have been all these amazing missions to Mars, sending robots that explore and send back data. Space flights haven't only expanded our horizons in terms of distance, but they've also opened up new ways for us to understand mysteries like extraterrestrial life. It's the kind of stuff that makes you wonder, what would you send to Mars if you had the chance? Would it be something for survival, or maybe a cool gadget? The ideas are endless, and it's fun to think about what's needed to keep astronauts safe all those millions of miles away. Spaceflight involves a whole different set of challenges compared to flying a plane. But at its core, it's still about making things fly. We gotta think about oxygen, food, and loads of other stuff. So, it's like this massive engineering puzzle, and every piece helps us learn more about space and our place in it. And it's not just humans who have mastered the art of flight. In nature, we've got some pretty amazing flyers, too. Take birds, for example. The way they're built is a marvel of evolution, right? You've got the tiny hummingbird flapping its wings so fast it looks like a blur. And then there's the ostrich, big and can't fly, but whoosh, can it run? These creatures, they didn't just evolve to be what they are overnight. It took millions of years, you know. And different birds have different adaptations for their homes and needs. Isn't it wild how nature figures things out? And then there are bumblebees. Ever heard the myth that they shouldn't be able to fly? Well, it sure looks like it, because their bodies are sort of too big for their wings. But guess what? Bumblebees flap their wings in a way that creates lift and keeps them buzzing around. I like to mimic their flight pattern with my hands sometimes, just to visualize. You should try it too. It's all about those tiny adjustments they make. Now, all this nature stuff isn't just cool to watch. It's super useful for engineers designing things like modern airplanes and drones. That's where biomimicry comes in. It's like copying nature's homework, but in an ethical way, because we're just learning and taking inspiration from it. Those shapes of birds and butterflies influence designs today. It's like nature gave us a pretty awesome playbook for inventing. So you see, flying isn't just something we do, It's what nature's done forever. And as we understand more about these natural wonders, who knows what amazing things we'll design next? And that's all for today on Curious Sparks. It's been an amazing flight through time and nature. Keep wondering, keep exploring, and I can't wait to catch you on the next adventure. So long for now.